Hey, listen, it's Amud with Chazar with Daniel Eisberg. I'm stuck with Erevin Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Mem Hey is the Daf Simon is going to be Monopoly, a Monopoly game. Can I assume that we're starting at the two dots? Good, wonderful. That'll help. V'chol hayotzin lahatzil choser nilim koman. Anyone who goes out, right, this was back in our mission, we said anybody who goes out is able to go back to their place. So, what does that mean? Vafilu tuva? So does that mean even a lot? Rashi says this is a question, right? Vafilu tuva yosemei arba lafin bitmiyo. This is more than 4,000 amos, right? Because we mentioned that you have your space, and if you're within the tchum, you can go back to within that tchum, and there's different ways to understand it. But over here, this is very surprising. The Mishnah gave us apayim ama, and then there's a tchum. But what, like, so? But it says anyone who needs to save, you can even go. You can return. So is that more? What's going on? V'amrat reisha apayim ama. We said the reisha apayim ama v'sula. We no more. So how are we supposed to understand this last line? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shechozer. So what would you think? By the way, what would you when you see this? When we say anyone who goes to save.
You should be able to do whatever you want.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about returning. We're not talking about the pikuach nefesh. He's coming back.
I know the hatzala reason because they'll go out again. They won't save in the first place.
So we're gonna get to something like that. But you're being machalik between saving and other stuff, right? Eidos Hachodesh, being a midwife, which is what we were talking about, including saving. And it could, and you want to, like, the way I first read this mission, I would say, I thought the line was superfluous, and I said maybe it's referring to, like, if you're on a rescue mission, then you have you don't just have the new tchum, you have way more than that. So we'll see how the Gemara answers. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Shechozin B'Klei Zayin L'Mkoman, that he can go back. He can go back, but he can bring back his weapons in his place. Meaning, right? We had the Mishnah. Do we explicitly say that he's going? Okay, he's going to fight a war. So he went out, and now the question is, can he bring his weapons back with him? So it's saying yes, he can. That's what that kol yotzin lahatzil chozin l'mekoman means. He can even bring the weapons back to their place. Umay kusha, but wait, I don't understand the question in the first place. Duma lahatzil shani, as I originally said, right? Maybe it's different when it comes to saving. Yeah, everything else, a midwife, it's important. You know, it's chonish important, but when we're talking about saving, then we give like a blanket heter. As far as you want, you can come back. Why do you have to? Why does Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav say, it's talking about weapons, bringing back weapons? So ela ikasha hakasha. Well, it's a question. This is the question. It's not because we learned in the Mishnah, Barishon Aloha Yuzazin. Remember, this Mishnah was playing off a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, which Rashi quoted. Rashi quoted that Mishnah, which talks about the midwives and who goes out and people on a rescue mission and things, and Eidos Hachodesh. That's really the primary context there in Rosh Hashanah. And so let's take a look at that Mishnah and see if you would interpret it the other way, if it would be compatible. So, Rishon lo hayu zasin misham kol hayom kulo, that the people who came there, all the Edim who came to testify, so they wouldn't be allowed to move all day. They're saying this is your new space. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel hazaken sheyesh lahen alpayim am lechol ruach. So Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, obviously to not inconvenience people, to not want to. This is the last time I'm giving Eidos Hachodesh. So he gave them. He was matakin that they should have. Be residents of the city and have 2,000 amos, or at least have 2,000 amos. V'lo elu bilvad amru, and not only these people, ela filu chachama habal leled, that midwife who comes to deliver a baby, v'habal lahatzil min hagayis min hanahar min hamapolos min hadaleka, or somebody who comes to save from an army, or from a river, or from a collapsed wall or a fire, right? Firefighter comes in, and you need all these people for rescuing. So the same applies to all of them. They're like Anshei Ha'ir, so they're like residents of the city, and then they have 2,000 amos, I guess, beyond that, just like any other resident of the city. Visulo. And no more than that. So the Mishnah tells us that we don't have more than that, so you can't tell me someone on a rescue mission, he can go back as far as he wants, that because that would not be compatible with this very much related Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. But that's what you said, Mishnah, over here in Erevin. Afilu tova, mashma afilu tova. But that's not what the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says. So I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. That's why he comes in and says, Shechoshim b'kli zayin lim koman. Right? He's talking about weapons, that this last line in our Mishnah. And now the Mishnah is compatible. Kidatani, like we learned to the Brisa, related to this same topic. Barishona hayumanichim kli zayin b'bayis hashamach l'choma. Originally, the rule was that people should leave their weapons in the house that's close to the wall, meaning not bringing them back with them. Pamacha shekiru behen oyvim. Once it happened that their enemies recognized them, hey, you guys, v'radvu acharehem, they chased after them, v'nichnasu, and so now the Jews are running around and they don't have their weapons with them, v'nichnasu litol klei zainan, and they went to get their weapons, they went like scrambling to go back, v'nichnasu oyevim acharehem, and their enemies went after them, they like were scrambling over each other and stampeded all over each other and killed each other more than the enemies had killed them. Right, we had a similar lesson, if you remember. Very good. The Menal and Sumar from Shabbos Daf Samach, and we had three verses of the same gory story, which made them not allowed to wear one of these shoes on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so Ba'osa Shah, so at that time, he said, okay, Hiskinu Sheyuhu Chozun Lim Koman B'Klei Zayin, you can bring your weapons back with you. Rav Nachman Bar we're going to discuss that a little bit more in a moment. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Lo Kasha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is going back and he's saying, no Kasha, I want to understand the Mishnah Lufi Pshuto, and we're not going to have a problem with that and the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Kancha Nutzku Yisrael as a Umo Sa'olam. Kancha Nutzku Umo Sa'olam as Atzman. This case is where the Jewish people defeated the nations of the world, meaning the enemies that they were coming to fight. And remember, these people are going out to help in a war, and then it could be they didn't even have to. So that now the Jews won the war, and here is where the Umas Olam defeated themselves, which is a euphemism. They didn't defeat themselves.
Right, the Jews.
Yeah, right. So Israel, the enemies of Israel, when we're referring to Israel themselves. So it's a euphemism. Rashi says it's afilu tuva. Right. So if the enemies won, then you can go back even all the way. So this Mishnah in Erevin is telling us, so in general, yeah, they only have 2,000 Amos, but if the enemy is one, and you need to go back, so you can actually go back as far as you need to go, even if it's more than 2,000 Amos, this could be, it seems like Pekuach Nefesh related. Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda says in the Rav, Nachrim Shetzaru al Yeros. If you have Nachrim, I just wanted to point out that it sounds like that's related to the Hatzol of Shiloh, right? You're allowed to bring your weapons back because I might need them for later, and especially, you know,
drive the ambulance back to Pesach.
Yeah, exactly. Nachrim Shetzaru al Yeros. So non-Jews that are besieging cities, Ayaros Yisrael, Jewish cities, ain yotzer alein b'klei zainon ve'ain machal alein asav Shabbos. You're not allowed to go out to war against them on Shabbos, right? So there's a siege that's outside your city. It's not like, you know, someone's standing, you know, in your city with a sword. It sounds like it's on the outside, but you're not allowed to go to war with them. You're not allowed to be machal Shabbos them. Take your weapons. You cannot do that. Tanya Nami Hachi, we also learned this in Brisa, Nachrim Shetzaru Vuchule, and just basically a reiteration of what we just said. And then this Brisa adds, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, Kishobo Al Iske Mamon. That's if they want money. Ababo Al Iske Nefashos, Yotzin Alein B'Klei Zainan, Umechal Alein Asa Shabbos. So when do we say that you cannot go to war? And that's if they want money. If they want money, you should actually give it to them. Don't be v'chalos alos for that. If they're just coming to kill, they want to, let's say, conquer territory, right? They just want Jewish blood. So in that case, so then you can fight. I'm wondering if the siege piece is making a difference. I mean, I guess they're outside and say, okay, we're ready to fight. So in general, I think you want to probably take care of these things right away. You know, you don't want to progress, hey, put these off for let the night guy take it. You know, next shift. But if they're coming for money, then you can I guess pay them off. Because you know we're not going to let you be Mechal Shabbos just to save your money. However, you can be Mechal Shabbos if it's kill or be killed. Uba'ira smucha l'safar, but if it's a city that's close to the border, it's a border city. Afilu lo bo aliske nefashos. Even if they don't come for souls, right? They're not a zombie army coming for souls. Even if they're not coming to kill, they say, give us straw and rubble and stubble. Give us straw and stubble. So even that's really not a big deal. If it's a border city, that's also a big deal, and you're gonna fight. Amar Rav Yosi bar Min Yomi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ubavel ki'ir ha'smucha l'safar damya. And Bavel is comparable to a border city. And v'targuma neharda. And they interpreted the statement as referring to neharda. Rashi says, targuma ezuhu ir ha'bavel da'avis smucha l'safar. So neharda, shahayis ha'smucha l'nachrim mitzad echad, l'yara shayoshin behen b'nei gola mitzad sheni. So neharda was the city that separated between all the goyim and the Jewish villages and cities in Bavel. So Neharda, you have Asura and Pumbedisa and all these Mechuzah and all these cities that we're familiar with in Bavel where all the Jews live. Massive Torah communities that many of them that were there since Churban Bayis Rishon when Nebuchadnezzar put them there. Not because very few returned with Ezra to Eretz Yisrael. So Neharda is the gateway, and therefore you keep Neharda guarded, even on Shabbos, even if they're coming just to claim Tevin and Kash. And here's a scriptural support of sorts. Darash Rabbi Dostai Dimin Biri. He had a drasha. My dichsev ayigidu leDavid leMar. What is it? Why is it written that they said to David, saying, "Hine pelishtim nilchamim bekeila, behema shosim esagranos." Behold, the Pelishtim are coming to fight in Keilah, and they are shosim esagronos. They're pillaging the threshing floors. Tana, it was taught, Keilah ir hasmucha l'safar. Keilah is a border city. Paisa. Behem lo bo el aliskei tevin v'kash. And they came in, and they said, we want tevin and kash. How do we know? Dechsiv, behem shosim esagronos. You're pillaging the threshing floors? So it must be that all the comings are Tevin and Kash, v'uksiv, and it says regarding this. V'yishal David ba'Hashem, Hashem asked ba'Hashem, le'mor saying, ha'elich v'hikesh ba'apalishtim ha'elah, shall I strike these plishtim? V'yomar Hashem al David, le'ch v'hikisa ba'apalishtim, v'oshat esakilah. And Hashem says to him, yes, go and indeed go fight, go strike down the plishtim, and save Keilah. So, Michael Abayle, what was David asking? Ilema ishari I asur. Was he asking Hashem, is it mutar or asur to do that? Hare beisdino shel Shmuel, hare masi kayam. But Shmuel's beisdin was around at the time. And this is not a question for Hashem. This is the first question that you run by Shmuel. Rashi says, "Umidi de aser iser veheter lo mashal ba'urim betumim." You don't ask. Right, when it says David asked Hashem, David is not like sitting there prophesying and meditating. The king, Shaul, David, they're asking the Urim Batumim. So you don't ask the Urim Batumim, is it mutter usher to go to war? You ask the rabbi. You ask Shmuel. So what's going on? So Ella imatzlach ilo matzlach. That's a question you can't always ask the rabbi. Am I going to be matzliach or not? If we go, are we going to be matzliach or not? Dikonami, there's also a diak for this. Dikhsiv, Lech ve'kisa ba'plishtin vo'shatas kila. Because Hashem said, go, and you're going to save, go do it. Go save Kila. He didn't say go fight. He said go fight and save Kila. Shmal mina that that's what was going on here. So we see over here that there's like a big emphasis to, and it's a dollar plus, you have to protect the border city. It's not really clear that this took place on Shabbos. And Tosos notes that. But nevertheless, it right, V'yashama, demucha milsa, mitakamar, nechama, beki'ila, says Tosos. You see, like, there's a lot of mysterious nefesh. There's a lot of attention on this scene, and it's a dover pasuk that he was supposed to go fight. And even though that's all they asked for, they're all pillaging Tevin Akash. So it's not a din of Shabbos, but it's a din of the significance of the a border city battle. Okay. Masnisan. Okay, so now we're going to talk about a new category of Erev that we haven't learned. It's a special dispensation of the Rabbanon for Tchum that you didn't actually, for a traveler, that he didn't actually get to that place yet. So normally we said that the two ways to make a Tchum is with your body, right? Or putting bread in a certain place at the and that bread being there at the onset of the Shabbos. And either one of those can make your Tchum not in your typical residence. So if you're at a different place on the onset of the Shabbos, and you could say, this is my Erev. Now, there's another case here, a third way to make a Tchum, that's a special dispensation for a traveler who is not able to, so he can actually have in mind a certain place, even if he didn't get there yet. He can have that place in mind that he should be there, and then that will count as a tchum for him with that kavana. But now, how do we do? So what if there's not explicit a statement, not explicit kavana? So then, what do we consider kavana for it? So, Mastiz, we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Shabbadarech, somebody who is sat on the road, meaning, Rashi says, Lenoach, Shahi Ayev, he just needs a breather. Velohay Yadashu B'tchuma Ir, and he didn't even realize that he was actually in the Tchum of a city. So he's within the Tchum of a particular city, and it would probably be very nice to be there for Shabbos than being on the road for Shabbos and, you know, having your Dalad Amos, or you still have 2,000 Amos. You just you don't have the free room of an entire city. V'chashko lo sham, and it got dark for him there. And then when he stood up, says Rashi, he sees that he's close to the city and he's actually within the tchum. So Mishi Yosha B'derech Ba'amad V'ra, back to the Mishnah, Hare Hu Samach Le'ir, Ho'el V'lo Ha'yisa Kavana So Lekach. But since his intention, right, when he sat down, he didn't say, this is my spot for Shabbos. He said, I need a break, and then it got dark all of a sudden, right? Those 420 Erev Shabbosos. So he didn't have kavana for this, even though he's in the tum, lo yikanes divrei Rav Meir. He's not allowed to enter divrei Rav Meir. Now Rashi just clarifies, we can't enter. Lios ka'anshe ha'ir, says Rashi. Elo mi'malkam shechoshko lo modeda plaim p'sios b'ninonios, v'malkam shechol yekanes. Right, meaning he doesn't have the entire range of the city plus 2,000 amos. He's not like the anshe ha'ir, but if he's within the tchum, he can enter the city. He just has to, count his 2,000 steps sparingly. And of course, we're going to use the trick of from Membez with the mobsters of taking those 2,000 paces to measure, because he didn't measure in advance. So that's even a remeir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to enter. Mashma, not just enter, but he's allowed to. He's actually a here. There's actually a story that supports this, where Rabbi Tarfon entered and he did not have intention, he didn't have kavana to be there, and we allowed it anyway. Rashi says, okay, so that's just clarifying. Okay. Yeah, so let's see that story. Tanya, the Gemara brisa, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Meisav Rabbi Tarfon, Shaya Mahalik Vaderech V'Chashchalo. So Rabbi Tarfon was going on the Derech. He was traveling, and then it got dark for him all of a sudden. V'lon chutz la'ir, and he slept outside the city. L'shachris mitzauhu roi bakar. So the next day, these cattle shepherds, herdsmen, whatever you call them, found him. Amrullah, they said to him, Rebbe, hari ha'ir lefanecha. Rebbe, there's a city right around the corner. The corner of what, I don't know. But he kanes, so go enter. You need a place for Shabbos. Nichnas, he enters, v'yashav v'beis medrash, and he sat in the beis medrash, v'darash kol ha'yom kulo. And he learned the entire day, had a beautiful Shabbos there, had a nice coffee room, it was exactly what he needed. Amrullah, they said to him, or Lagirsa change, Amar Le Rabbi Akiva. Gears change to Rabbi Akiva. Whoever it is, it's not anybody talking to Rabbi Tarfon. It's somebody talking to Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa. But might have been, and according to the Gosh Etzion, it might be Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, Misham Raya, that's your Raya. Shema Belibo Hayasa. All of a sudden, you're a prophet. You can see what's in his heart, right? You're a psychic. You know what he was thinking. Maybe he had intended. He said it's getting dark now. I'm not gonna be able to get there, you know, tonight because it's dark and travel. I don't want to travel 2,000 amos, but that's my spot right there. Oh, base measures move la besoch tchumahaya. Maybe. Right, he was close enough. He was within the tchum of the city. He didn't take that. Maybe in fact,
he says it's right by the front.
Yeah. Maybe it's right by the front. And he went there. And in fact, maybe that's even a raya. Why did he take a tour around the town? Why he stayed in the base measures all day? So one answer is because he's a masmid, a rabbi. So that sounds great. But another shot. You could say supports that like he didn't go around anywhere else because he couldn't. So that's not a raya. Okay. Okay.